Smart TVs from major manufacturers are taking screenshots of your screen up to 7,200 times every single hour. And it's been doing this since the day you brought it home. Samsung, LG, Sony, they're all doing it, and most people have no idea it's even happening. In this video, I'm going to show you exactly what your TV is watching, who's buying that information, and what you should keep in mind before it gets even worse. So here's what's going on. Your smart TV isn't just a screen anymore. It's basically a computer that's watching everything you watch through something called ACR technology. Your TV captures what's on your screen every half a second. A study from University College London tested Samsung and LG TVs and found them to be taking constant screenshots and sending the data back to the company servers. It doesn't matter if you're watching Netflix, playing a game, or even working on your laptop that's connected to your TV. If it's on your screen, your TV is recording it. Pretty much every major TV maker is in on this. Samsung and LG are the biggest players. Samsung handles most of their tracking in-house, while LG outsources their spying to a company called Alphonso. Sony, Hisense, and TCL are also doing this. Even if you're using Google TV, you're not safe. Google says their platform doesn't use ACR technology, but the TV manufacturer is using Google system to run their own tracking on top of it. In the worst part, all of this is turned on by default. When you first set up your TV, you have to click through a bunch of agreements just to use the thing. Most people just hit accept because they want to watch TV, not read 20 pages of legal language, and that's exactly what these companies are counting on. Let me share some of the data that these companies are collecting. Obviously, every show and movie you watch gets logged, but they're also tracking things like when you pause, how long you watch, and what time of day you're watching. Your TV knows your IP address, your Wi-Fi network name, what apps you use, and how long you're using them. If your TV has a microphone, it's also recording your voice commands, and if you use a built-in browser, that's tracked too. Let's say you're watching a cooking show. Later that same day, you might start seeing meal kit advertisements on your phone. It's not a coincidence. Your TV told advertisers what you watched, and now they're following you around on every device that you own. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to money. These companies are making more profit from selling your data than they do by selling you a TV in the first place. In 2021, Vizio was one of the first companies to get caught doing this. They admitted that they were making way more money from customer data than they were from TV sales. Advertisers pay big money to know exactly what you watch because it tells them who you are, what you care about, and what you might buy. They build these detailed profiles about you, your age, income, political views, health interests, even your family situation, all from what you're watching on TV. And it gets even darker. Political campaigns are using this data to send you targeted messages based on your viewing habits. Streaming companies use it to figure out how much they can charge you for a subscription, and some of this data even gets sold to data brokers who turn around and sell it to whoever wants it. This past December, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Samsung, LG, Sony, Hisense, and TCL. These lawsuits are the first real legal challenge to the whole system. Texas is arguing that these companies broke consumer protection laws by hiding what they're doing, making it impossible to opt out, and basically tricking people into accepting surveillance just to use a TV they already paid for. The Hisense case is particularly bad. Hisense is owned by the Chinese government, and Chinese law requires them to hand over any data the government asks for. Texas, meanwhile, got a court order stopping Hisense from collecting any more data while the case plays out. Here's a quote from Paxton. Companies, especially those connected to the Chinese Communist Party, have no business illegally recording Americans' devices inside of their own homes. This conduct is invasive, deceptive, and unlawful. All right, so what can you actually do about this? First thing, go to your TV settings and turn off ACR. However, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Turning off one tracking feature doesn't stop everything. These TVs have multiple tracking systems running at the same time, and some of them can't be fully disabled without breaking your TV's features. Some people are setting up network-level blocking at their routers to stop their TV from talking to their tracking servers. Others are just not connecting their TVs to the internet at all and using external streaming devices instead. And here's the thing that really bothers me about all this. We bought these TVs, we paid money for them, and now they're being used to spy on us in our own homes so companies can make even more money off of us. Yash Vakharia, a researcher from University College London, said it perfectly. The way in which ACR opt-out is configured by these TVs is extremely complex, requiring users to opt out of several advertising and tracking settings with multiple clicks under different subsettings. This makes it extremely difficult for a typical user to exercise opt-out. Meanwhile, opting in is a single click. They made it as easy as possible to spy on you and as hard as possible to stop it. The future doesn't look great either. TV makers are doubling down on this stuff, not backing away from it. They're adding AI to make tracking even more detailed, and as smart TVs connect to other smart home devices, they'll know even more about your life. The only thing that might change this is if lawsuits succeed and force companies to actually get permission before spying on people. Until then, it's on us to protect ourselves. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.